2. Mayor Kiriko and Council. I want to start this off by advising you that this letter is my own personal opinion and doesn't reflect any group that I currently belong to. I've been involved in minor hockey here in North Bay since moving here in 1999 and have, like many others, volunteered my time to help our youth not only enjoy the game of hockey, but make lasting friendships. The new arena is a hot topic once again, and I want to give my opinion on a few things that you might look at. Location. A lot has been said about where to put the new arena. Some say a Michel is too far. Others say the other end of the city is too far. No matter where the new rink goes, people won't be happy about the location. I would like to add that it really doesn't take that long to get across the city. Try going to a tournament in Toronto or Ottawa and the rink is only 20 kilometers away and it takes 45 minutes to an hour to get there. 2 ice pads? Honestly, ask the user groups in town if 2 ice pads will be enough. If you're going ahead with the new arena, do it right the first time. I won't mention the error when the new YMCA was built regarding the size of the pool or the way the ball fields are at a Michel. We need to do this right the first time. Everyone knows that Pete Palangio is also on its way out, so why not build 4 ice pads now? I'm sure those reading this are saying that it will be double the price then. Well, I remember when all this first started out and there was an article in Beta Day regarding a company that would have built the initial 2 pads for half the price of the Taj Mahal that people want to be built. I've included the link for that article. C. Opinion. A pre-engineered arena a better choice? So if my math is correct, we can get double the ice services for the same price as the 2 that want to get built. I think anyone would say that's a no-brainer. We shouldn't have our teams having to go elsewhere to get ice because ice isn't available here. I did mention the Taj Mahal earlier. Don't get me wrong, yes, we need a community hub, but does it really have to be the Taj Mahal inside? Do we really think people will just go to the arena because it looks nice inside? Come on now. I've been to plenty of cities in this province with ice pads and I don't think I've once said we better go back there because it's so nice inside. Having 4 ice pads in one location makes the most sense going forward. Imagine how much easier it would be for tournament organizers with just one location. Could we attract more to the city? I say yes. Dressing rooms. This has been brought up for the current situation at Amishkal. Could dressing rooms, change rooms not be added to the current washrooms? I'm pretty sure if the new arena goes up at a Michel, that will be a bit of a hike to get to the soccer and football fields. I would also hope that with the new arena that there are enough dressing rooms so players don't have to wait in a hallway for others to vacate like in our current situation. Costs? Has this council thought about getting sponsors to help support the new build? Corporate sponsors. Go to the GTA and Ottawa and you have Scotiabank rinks all over. Has something like this been thought of? I would think that we would want to keep some of your current arena histories as well. Maybe the naming of the ice pads inside the rink, Sam Jacks, Pete Palangio, etc. I thought this letter was worth a shot for whatever it's worth. I know that some people reading this don't like the idea of a new arena, however, we need a place for our youth moving forward. Mike Bridoux, North Bay. Editor's note. A special committee meeting of council will take place this evening at 5 p.m. in the council chambers regarding the community and recreation center update. C. City staff makes case to go ahead with arena project. Take our arena poll here.